You're listening to the In This League Fantasy Podcast Network at inthisleague.com. Download, lock in, and puck up. Hockey is here, and we've got the number one podcast for fantasy hockey. It's the Roto Hockey Show with your hosts, Tony Healy and Brian Matthews.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Hello and welcome to the Roto Hockey Show. I'm Tony Healy here with Brian Matthews, ready to talk a little fantasy hockey. Episode 127, the way too early mock draft. And boy, people could not be more excited for this thing.
I mean, this is before Memorial Day. We're pulling this out of the hopper. So this is way too early.
It is way too early.
I mean, I haven't even worn white pants yet.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be in white pants at your barbecues this weekend, Brian.
I'm going to break them out. So this is great. We just found out that the Stanley Cup final is all set. Stick taps to the Washington Capitals for their valiant comeback and beating the Tampa Bay Lightning. And huge stick taps to the expansion Vegas Golden Knights. Who knew back in September that this would be your final? Although I will say, and we can go dig this up if you feel like it, I did pick the Caps to win the Cup in our preseason predictions.
You did.
I did.
You
did. I said that the expectations would be off them this year, and somehow this would be their year. So who knows? I think it's a good story either way. Either Ovechkin gets his first Cup, which I think is great for him and for hockey, or Vegas, the most improbable story in sports, wins the championship in their first year of existence with the kind of the bad news Bears lineup.
Can we just talk for a second? I wonder what the casinos that gave all those crazy 356, 400-1, 500-1 odds have got to be feeling.
I don't know if there's so many that it's.
I'll bet you there's more than you think.
Oh, there's probably plenty. I don't think Vegas is going to go lose their shirt because a bunch of probably Vegas fans went in and plunked down money on those odds early in the year. Although those odds continued to stay high as the year went on. So even as the kind of Golden Knights fever swept the city, you know, you had people probably coming in, like even when they were 100-1 or 50-1 or whatever.
There's been rumors circulating that there's like five or six guys that are like these rich, rich guys that just bet big bets and long shots all the time that each put 20 grand down at like 346-1 on the Vegas Knights to win the Stanley Cup.
That's outstanding.
Could you imagine? Like, you go from being rich and I don't even know. I couldn't.
Yeah. I mean, go 20,000, like a $20,000 bet pulling you like over $5-6 million. Hey, you got to have money to make money, don't.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
It makes my head hurt.
Crazy.
But, yes, Duster Dave, we are recording right now. Thank you very much.
Yes, we're about to start this thing. So, do your legalese and then we'll get to the draft goodness.
All right, folks, if you're listening to the podcast, you likely found us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or through our partners, the In This League Fantasy Podcast Network. Hopefully, you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, or where whatever podcast app you use. And don't forget to submit your reviews of the podcast on iTunes and the other sites. We have a bunch of new listeners this year. We enjoy the feedback, and we're happy to mention you on the show.
Yes. All right, Tone. We are on Fantrax this evening, and we have 10 of our closest friends, one of which is our very good friend of the podcast, industry expert over from Dobber Hockey, the managing editor, Steve Laidlaw. Our boy joining us here in the draft room, and then some great members of our patrons that are here with us. So I will go through the draft order. You give folks the draft settings, and then let's get this thing started. What do you say?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Steve Laidlaw, as we mentioned, he gets the first overall pick. Andrew Geisbrecht, his team is next at number two. Rob Beach, our buddy, huge Caps fan. He's giddy. He is picking third. And then, oh boy, picking fourth, Tony Healy. Picking fifth, Brian Matthews.
Oh,
back to back.
Manual. Manual next time.
Belly to belly.
I don't want to be. Oh, geez.
Little Lebowski Urban Achievers following up right behind me. Nick.
Yep, that's Nick.
Duster Dave is coming up after that with the, what's that, the seventh pick. Our boy Rev, Team Ravenga, is coming up with the eighth pick. Leafomatic, longtime listener right there at nine. Our very good friend Thunder No is coming up at 10. Team Haddad is at 11. And then Penalty Box Heroes. Who's Penalty Box Heroes? Why am I blanking on who that is?
Maloney. It's Maloney.
All right. He is rounding it out with the 12th pick. So we're about ready to go. Give the folks the settings. Now, please be advised that Fantrax settings are a little crazy when you set these up this early in the year.
Yes. Okay. Settings.
Well, rankings. Settings are obviously custom.
Settings are us. Yes. All right. We wanted to give you guys a little insight into leagues that use a lot of stats. So we went goals, assists, penalty minutes, shots on goal, power play points, hits, and blocks for skaters. And then wins, goals against average, save percentage, and shutouts for goaltenders. So those are the settings. Like I said, usually we don't have PIMs when we have hits and blocks, but
yeah,
since we're doing this, a lot of people still use penalty minutes. The only thing I didn't put in is plus minus because that stat is impossible to predict. So I left it out. Sorry. Sorry for those of you diehards that still use it, but I don't and we don't. So we're not using it. That's it, Brian. We are about a minute away from the way too early mock draft. I can't believe it's here. It's like Easter morning.
It is way too early. It's way too early.
Yeah, it is. Way but too early. That's what makes it fun.
Way too early. Although it's going to be interesting to see what guys really, because they're still top of mind, whether because of playoffs or the award show that we did and all that good stuff, and see who slips. I mean, last year you had obviously big name guys slip come draft time in September. And I think it might have been a carryover from their end of the regular season and poor performances, and then guys who rebounded big time and then had terrific years this year. You just look at maybe the top 25 players, and it's like guys that were nowhere to be found come draft time last year at the top of the draft board. So
it happens. It happens does. To the best of us.
All right, you ready to go? So who do we have in the draft room with us?
We've got Steve Laidlaw with the number one pick here.
Our buddy, Steve-O.
And he goes, apparently he must have got in late because he just took Malkin number one, and Andrew Grisebark took took Pekka Rene. Ovi goes third. Now it's up to me.
Yeah.
And I've only got 20 seconds here. This is crazy fast. I think it's kind of stupid the way that this is set up, but I'm going to take Connor McDavid.
Probably.
I feel like that's a smart point, smart pick.
I'm right behind you at five. I'm right behind you at five. And yeah, I mean, do I take somebody other than this guy? Oh, wait. See, this is goofy. I got to hit. Plus, yes, thank you. There we go.
There you go.
There we go. All right. So I'm with Sidney Crosby. So I think these first few picks we had, we have an auto drafter in there. We have Fantrax goofy rankings in here. And so I think once that irons out, that this will be a little more smooth as we get into the second rounds.
I love that Rob is wondering if this is the goalie run because goalies went quick. They're starting to. God, this draft is flying by, and it
set it up.
It is, but you know, 30 seconds per pick for a mock draft when we're doing 15 rounds. That's par for the course. So now you've got Crosby, I've got McDavid. Last year's consensus 1-2 pick, right?
Sure.
Where are we going? Where are you looking next?
You're gonna wait. Whatever. I'm coming back. How many picks am I away? I've got like 8 picks until me coming up, so or 10 picks till me. I could see someone like Dustin Byfuglien taking someone like that, going with a Victor Hedman, going with a Brent Burns. I don't think Burns will make it. He's too high up on this list. Nate McKinnon, huge fan of Nate McKinnon. Man, do you go with do you go with your boy Claude Giroux? Do you think he can repeat that? Do you go with Patrick Laine, another repeat of his 44 goals? Tyler Seguin. John Tavares.
Tavares. What about Shen? How do you feel about Shen?
That's not a second round pick for me. And then there's this guy, actually two guys, Austin Matthews, Brad Marchand sitting there. So
there you go. I love Nathan McKinnon here. Stamkos is still here.
Yeah.
And everybody's favorite in Florida, Vincent Trocheck. I mean, he had a fantastic season.
Yeah.
And the guy puts up a fair amount of hits for a center who scores as much as he does.
Right. You know. Sagan just goes. We have a number of goalies that have already gone, which is bizarre. Hellebuck, right. Vasilevsky, Rene, and one other that I'm not seeing.
Since things are slowing down, let me run.
Go for it.
Run down the pick. Malkin, Pekka Rene, Ovechkin. I took McDavid. You took Crosby. Vasilevsky, Kucherov, Tarasenko, Wheeler, Taylor Hall, Jamie Benn, Connor Hellebuck, Sagan, Vincent Trocheck.
Trocheck.
All right.
Wow.
And that brings us to the third pick of the second round. And our buddy Thunder.
Yeah.
He is picking here. Now, Thunder took Taylor Hall in the last one because his time expired, I'm assuming.
That's no fun.
And there goes Brent Burns, and Sergei Bobrovsky goes to Leafomatic.
All right. Smart.
So Leafomatic, Wheeler and Bobrovsky. I kind of like it. Now, since we talked about the settings earlier in the episode, the fact that penalty minutes are a category, I love the Dustin Byfuglien.
Yeah, I was praying for that pick. We talked about him before. I think that's why I'm leaning toward who I'm leaning toward here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I really like David Pastrnak next year, but because of the settings here, I am going to draft Brad Marchand here.
Okay. All right. I understand that.
There are so many guys I like here, though, so we'll see what happens.
I really, really, really like Byfuglien because he fills a lot of these categories for you. But when you look at the scoring that's left on the board and you look at this guy, go take a look at his penalty minutes. Steven Stamkos, 72 penalty minutes last year.
Wow.
Yeah. Little surprise there.
Yeah.
Little surprise.
That's okay. That's a solid pick, goals and contributing across the board. Some guys who haven't gone. Patrick Kane still sitting out there. Erik Karlsson sitting out there.
That's crazy to me. Well, no, there goes Erik Karlsson.
Okay, good. I thought about taking him.
Around beach.
Again, you've got Pasternak sitting out there. Pavelski. Some really big-name players that, I mean, we've seen really slip. And I think there's a lot of defensemen here that are slipping, which is kind of helpful if you think about it. Kind of that next
tier. There's a lot of defensemen.
That next tier of defensemen that seem to all be lumped in together. The PK, Roman Josi, John Carlson. John Klingberg, Drew Doughty.
Shane Gostisbehere. Who's ranked in there? Alex Edler is ranked in there because of all the things he does.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, the guy almost put 200 shots on goal
up
last year, 157 hits, 203 blocks, which is a huge lead over most of the defensemen out there.
Yep.
On top of what did he have? He had 68 penalty minutes, 28 assists, 6 goals, even 15 on the power play. Now, if you look at all the defensemen around him, it's nowhere near the same amount of points, but the peripherals are all there.
Right.
Okay. Now, all right, Laidlaw just at the turn took Quick and Dubnyk. Wow, goalies are flying off the board here. I'm still not going to bite.
Okay, yeah.
I can't.
No, me neither.
There's too many goalies out there that I'm okay going to the season into the season with as my number one.
Yeah.
Nobody I particularly would like, but as my number one goalie necessarily – you know, if I had my choice of all goaltenders, but there's plenty of guys that I can put together a goaltending staff. Ah, there goes Holtby.
Ah, Rob Beach got his boy.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, his team's in the cup and he's got tickets to games 3 and 4, he said. That's so
fantastic.
He must be doing real well, Rob. It must be all that FanDuel money and and draft money that you've taken from me this year. Okay, I'm up and Dustin Byfuglien's still there. So Dustin Byfuglien is my pick.
I think that was easy. That's where I was going as well. And instead, I'm going to go with this young man.
Seth Jones.
No, why would I do that?
Oh, I like Seth Jones. Well, Patrick Kane. There you go.
I'm just going to wrap up goal scoring is what I'm going to do here.
Your boy from Buffalo. Listen, I know that you've got some goal scoring, right? So give us your team.
Right now, Crosby, Marchand, Patrick Kane.
Nice.
Seems somewhat silly, but again, I think based on the settings here, people have gone goalie heavy early. There have been a few defensive picks a little earlier. There's David Pastrnak, who I considered just now, but I didn't want to have Marchand and Pasta. So solid pick there by the little Lebowski Urban Achievers. Austin Matthews finally goes. I was wondering when that would happen. Third round.
That's crazy.
Well, look at the names that are still out there. I mean, you have.
I know.
And no one on the Wild Bill Carlson or Eric Staal or Anders Lee. No one believe in the 40 goals out of those three guys, huh?
Not yet.
No.
There's just too many big names, like you said, out there. God, I really like Evander Kane in San Jose, but I feel like he's one of those guys that every time I draft on my team,
yeah,
just lets me down.
Yeah.
He does. But let's see. You know what? There is one guy playing in the playoffs right now that I like a lot.
Oh, I know who it is.
I'm sure you do.
There's two. I'm shocked. You don't. It's either Evgeny or Marchessault. Or neither. Mm-hmm.
Or neither.
Really?
Well, no. There's John Carlson.
Ah.
Still there. Fair. Did he get picked yet?
No, he is still available.
Yeah. But I am trying to sew up a lot of different categories here. So I got a couple of guys, a couple of guys here. Just a couple, two, three.
All right, Martin Jones just went. Jack Eichel went. John Gibson went. So the goalies are just flying off the board. You ready to go goalie yet?
I am not.
No, me neither. Mikko Rantanen just goes.
Love it.
Another one of your boys.
Love it. You know, listen, if that Colorado team can improve, they're going to be really scary next year. You look at that Rantanen McKinnon line, and it's so good.
Yeah.
Those two players are amazing. So if they can stay healthy, the sky's the limits for them. I really like it. Anze Kopitar just goes.
Wow.
Kopitar in the fourth. Wow. That's pretty good.
That is good. Still surprised by that. I don't know why.
Ben Bishop.
Ooh.
Dougie.
Ooh. Ooh.
Digging down for goaltenders now. Now I'm a little worried.
No, see, when that happens, you know what I do. It's like, forget it then. I'll pick up the scraps.
Yeah, I know. There's still plenty of guys out here that I don't mind.
You've got Fleury, Rask,
Jake Allen,
Lundqvist, Cam Talbot, Luongo, Jake Allen, and Carter Hutton are still available. There's a number of guys. Matt Murray's still out there. Carey Price is still out there. Corey Crawford is still out there.
That is crazy. Absolutely nutty.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not going goalie.
My boy Rev just took Wayne Simmonds, and then Duster Dave just snagged Scheifele.
Yep.
Those two guys
were one and three on my queue there. I really wanted Wayne Simmonds to pair with Dustin Byfuglien. That would have been nice.
Yes, agreed.
But that's okay. That's okay. I'm getting ready here. You're up next. Urban Achievers. He went with Radulov.
Wow.
So now it's your turn.
Yeah. Man. Let's go with some more goal scoring.
Yeah. All right. Who are you taking here?
Oh, Johnny Hockey.
Johnny Hockey, nice. And I am going with Kuznetsov.
I like him.
Like him a lot, especially now that he seems to be Ovi's center. And he's on that number one power play. They, you know, they're not wasting him. So right. I kind of like it. Now, this is where I'm going to go goaltender.
Me too, I think.
But I don't know where to go is the problem.
Take your boy.
Oh, no. No.
Beach went with that. See, that's solid. I know who I'm going with. So whoever you don't take, I'm taking the other one.
All right. Well, there you go.
All right. I'm taking the other
one. So now it's your turn.
There you go.
There you go. I figured it was down to those two.
Yeah. Pretty easy. When you look at the list of the past four goalies that win, it was easy to say, all right, those guys are there. All right, fair enough. The run has begun. I didn't want to jump in, but with those still on the board, it's easy when you look at, I have no defenders yet, but the defensemen who are available next in my queue, terrific. My forwards right now, the four that I have are terrific. Who do you, go through your team again real quick.
All right, my team, I started off with Connor McDavid, then went Steven Stamkos, came back with Dustin Byfuglien, then went Kuznetsov and Marc-Andre Fleury.
Solidness.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. Yeah. I really like your Johnny Gaudreau pick.
Thank you.
That's a sneaky good pick.
I think his value's down, obviously. Not the greatest year out of Johnny Hockey this past season with only 24 goals. But he had 84 points. And if his goals can get back up to being a 30-goal scorer where he's been in the past, I don't think – I mean, he did reach a career high in points, but his goals were – really a down year for him, I think. And I think that could be 30 goals easily. And then we're talking potentially a 100-point season out of Gaudreau.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
That would be really fantastic for my dynasty league. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Urban Achievers there. He didn't get his pick in time.
Oh, he got Dustin Brown. Ouch.
Dustin Brown.
We're not helping anybody with the 30 seconds clock. So,
well, that's kind of the nature of a mock draft.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Got to be on your toes in here. On your toes, on your toes, on your toes. Some defensemen.
Especially with these rankings.
Some defensemen that I'm looking at here, Tone. I have zero defensemen, but there are guys like Seth Jones.
Love him.
Mark Giordano, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, and
Gostisbehere.
Krug Klingberg. And whoever I'm hoping falls to me, Johnny Klingberg.
Really? You pick. Like Klingberg over all those guys?
I do like Klingberg over those guys.
The bread man goes.
Bread man. That's, I'm not sure.
Matthew
like
Barzal.
I like Barzal. I'm shocked that he went there. He was in my queue. Not ready to take him in the sixth round.
Man, where Jonathan Tavares ends up is July 1's going to tell a lot for the Islanders and Jonathan Tavares and everybody else on that team's value.
Yeah.
So, there goes Kane.
Smart
Evander.
Pick. Smart pick.
Yeah, I think so too. So
a couple of guys sitting out there that surprised they're falling. I think they're buried in the standings, and that's why they're falling right now. You talk about trying to
Kessel.
You're talking about a league that does have penalty minutes, so that's under consideration here, I think, for a few people. But yeah,
there's not a lot of penalty minutes out there to have.
There aren't. So I mean, you get guys with goals. That's why I'm surprised Matthew Tkachuk's still available with 25 goals and as many penalty minutes as he had. What do you have in the 80s? So
Tom Wilson. I mean, he's another penalty minutes hits guy.
The defensive run has started. I'm sorry to interrupt you there.
Yeah, there it is. Gostisbehere, Jones, Gostisbehere, and Klingberg all go.
And Pavelski, all of those guys.
And Pavelski. Wow. Wow. All right, Brian, now it's your pick.
Um, I'll add this young lad. Why not? 40 goals last year. Bunch of shots on goal. I know that the Johnny Tavares question is going to be huge as to the value of Anders Lee going into next year. But you know what? I'm willing to take that risk. Big There's body, just... 34 goals 2 years ago, 40 goals this year, 62 points, over 200 shots on goal. I feel like, you know, he could be a mainstay as a power forward. So
there you go. I went and solidified my goaltending with Carey Price. I had to do it. I can't let him any further. Yeah. There's just so many good skaters out there that are buried because of injury from last year that I'm looking like, yes, I'll take him. Yes, I'll take him. How do you feel about a player from Montreal, Brendan Gallagher?
There are a lot more guys that I'd rather. There's someone just above him in the standings that I like better in Braden Point. I like Couturier better, to be honest. And I like the guy that I may pick next better than him.
Okay. Well, I'm looking. I mean, his stats last year were pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I mean, you get 31 goals. He had 278 shots on goal. Mm-hmm. Only 90 hits, 41 blocks. I mean, they're not outstanding. It's definitely early for him, but he contributes across the board.
Yeah. Well, it could be that he had a down year, and maybe, again, that whole team is able to pick up the pieces this year where they didn't last year. I'm looking at the fact that I waited on defense, and I'm actually happy that I did, looking at some of the names that are still out here. A lot of value still left in the defensive ranks right now.
Man, William Karlsson, for having a 40-goal year.
People hating on him.
Well, you can't shoot at 23.5% again.
No, that's true.
I mean, if he does, it would be the strangest thing that you've ever seen, it would have to be.
Yeah.
Let me see. Braden Point. Sebastian Aho.
Aho.
Aho on a hoe in a corner. Matt Duchesne's way down there.
We've had a couple.
We're not Leon Draisaitl.
Draisaitl is sitting in my queue. He was one of those guys that has just been kind of hidden. I'm not sure why, but
it happens.
Hanging out down there.
Max Domi. He had a rough year. Charlie McAvoy is still out there. Really like him this year.
Yeah, you've got Petrangelo, Tyson Berry,
Zach Werenski.
Yep. Duncan Keith is still a Pareko. Oliver Ekman Larson. So many defensive players. Provorov.
Mm-hmm. Lots of defense.
It just slowed up here. We are on slowness. So it's interesting to see. Again, the run early on goalies enabled a few teams to stack up at forward. Both of us being one, Duster Dave being one.
Yeah,
and we'll go through these teams as we keep going. We'll there goes Oliver Ekman.
You know, this is the worst. Here I am sitting here talking with you, and I'm like, why is it so long for me to pick again? Because I took a third goalie. I took Cam Talbot somehow.
Oh, ouch.
Yep.
Shea Weber just goes, followed by Jake Muzzin. Defensive run again. So prepare yourself.
Yeah, I see that. I've only got one defenseman out of my four spots. But
yeah, I have zero of four defensemen right now. I was going to go Buffalo, and I knew that he wouldn't make him by you. However, two more picks till I go. I think I'm going to go Werenski here.
Werenski, I like that a lot. That Columbus team underachieved this year as far as the playoffs go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look at what Washington did. I really like that team a lot. Just Tortorella that worries
me. I like Werenski. I like his play. I like what he's been able to do in driving some of the offense there from the back end. Seth Jones, obviously, also massive. And I think 47 points his rookie year, 37 points last year, over 200 shots on goal. I think he's just scratching the surface as well. So I like having these guys on the upswing rather than guys that might not be ready for prime time. But I have two other younger defensemen that I'm about to tee up here as well.
Well, I just took Charlie McAvoy. Now I need another forward since I have two defensive spots and three goalies full. If you look, and let's say Carlson's shooting percentage comes down to the 10% range and he can up his shots on goal,
yeah,
a guy who scored 40 goals this year is nothing to shake a stick at. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with him.
No, you didn't, because you just missed your pick.
Oh, I did it again.
You're too busy talking.
Oh, this is the worst. You know what it is? I'm looking at the average. I know. I'm fine with that. I'm looking at the average time per pick, and it's 21 seconds. So I think I have 21 seconds left, and I'm not looking at the blue. I dislike the way that this thing is set up. I feel like an idiot. And you took Sergachev.
I did. It was between him and Parayko for me, and I feel like Parayko might last a little longer than Sergachev might. Oh, Wild Bill finally went in the ninth round.
Yep. Thanks.
Man.
All right. Another one of my
Kachuriya. My cue just being evaporated before my eyes.
Me too. Ryan Johansson is still out there.
I like him.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm on a lot of penalty minutes for a guy like him. Reserves for my forwards. Some of the guys at the top of that list, when you look at goals scored, James Van Riemsdyk, some question marks as to where he may sign. He's an unrestricted free agent coming up this year. Shattenkirk just went solid little hidden gem there. I know he was hurt, but Thunder grabs him. That's a good little pick there. Logan Couture, Nazem Kadri, Braden Point, Kyle Connor, Colton Parayko just went. At the turn there, Sebastian Aho, Nikolai Ehlers, Victor Arvidsson, Eric Halla, Evgeny Dodonov, Alex DeBrincat, Patrick Marleau, Michael Grabner, Duchesne, Zibanejad, James Neal, Craig Smith, Yanni Gourde, Jordan Eberle, Cam Atkinson. Those are some of the top name forwards available right now. Yeah. Goal scorers, I should say. You're right. There are some other guys out there that...
Kadri's an interesting pick in a penalty minutes league. He only had 42 last year.
Yeah, but that's low for him, of course,
Leaf-O-Matic just took him, of course, as soon as I said that. I love Nikolai Ehlers this late as well. DeBrincat, I'm a big fan of. Dodonov, like you talked about.
Yep.
It's funny. We're talking about a lot of guys and very few Vegas guys. James Neal, though, has to be a thought at this point in the draft, I think. He's still very useful as a goal scorer. He just doesn't get a lot of assists.
There's also kind of some, there's a few like kind of post hype guys that are in here that I think are solid players that maybe it's a year later, 2 years later, but yeah.
Kyle Connor too. Man, oh, there's so many good players that I want to draft here.
Man, who do I want to go with here? Yeah, I'm looking at defensemen still.
All right. Don't do what I did twice, 15 seconds.
I'm seeing it.
10. Uh-oh. Pressure's on.
No pressure.
All right.
I went with your boy.
Where'd you go? Justin Falk. Post.
Exactly. This is what I just was saying. I'm like.
You started to turn it around at the end of the year.
So it's guys like that whose value may have fallen. Last year it was guys like Voracek, Giroux, Anze Kopitar. So there are times where you need to look for players like that. Dylan Larkin's a name. I know that team is not going to be good, but the offense has to come from somewhere.
No. Steve Laidlaw just went hits and pims big time.
Oh, look at Rob Beach's pick.
Rasmus Dahlin. Wow, good for you, Rob Beach. Good for you. I'm glad you did that. I had a pick that people were going to be surprised about, I think, but he's going to be, I think, my last defenseman. So
I have one more defenseman to go as well right here. I don't know if I want to do it here. All right. That's solid. Solidness.
Defenseman. All right. Ryan Johansson.
I should probably grab a goaltender. Yes.
Yeah. You might want a second goalie.
Based on play this year.
Right, who are your goaltenders?
I think I'm going to have to grab another goalie, but I'm going to go with Carter Hutton, who stole that St. Louis job last year from Jake Allen, a team that obviously a lot of disappointment that they didn't make the playoffs after the start they had. I mean, you go through November, December, they were one of the best teams in hockey, and then obviously just kind of free fall and tried to make it at the end and couldn't get over kind of the play that they had had mid-season. So do they improve next year? And is Hutton the guy from the get-go? I think that's a pretty decent value there for what could be a starter on a playoff team.
Now, how do you feel about Rasmus Dahlin, your Buffalo Sabres Rasmus Dahlin?
I'm not taking him this early. I mean, I think that he could be a player like Sergachev was this year for Tampa with that type of skill set. Apparently, he's better. But it's tough for
him. Yeah, I was going to say, I bet he gets
well, I mean, the thing with Sergachev is you're playing on, obviously, one of the elite teams in the league. So putting up 40 points was easy for him. Not easy, but given the star power around him and the talent level of that team, I think 40 points was a little easier to do than if Sergachev was on a different team. You know what I mean? So I don't think just because Rasmus Dahlin is as hyped as he is, I don't think he's going to just walk right in and pick up 35, 40 points overnight. Now, he could prove me wrong, and I'll be happy to be proved wrong.
I bet you will. I'm looking at defensemen and Josh Manson.
Yeah.
Does he interest you at all? 7 goals, 30 assists last year, 62 penalty minutes.
Well, only in a penalty minutes league. I think Zadorov is a better pick, led the league in hits last year, plus over 100 penalty minutes. So I think, and there he goes right now, the second I mention him. So, I think I would have rathered Zadorov personally. But, I mean, he's there. I mean, we know Manson is going to get in fights, but there's also the possibility of being a healthy scratch a few times here and there. But
it's true. Is there any blocks guys, heavy blocks guys out there that interest you at all? Mark Edward Vlasic, Brayden McNabb, Alec Martinez?
I'd probably lean more toward Vlasic, what he brings to the table with potential points as well. He's not a hits guy at all. I'm probably going to go with a completely different defenseman coming up, and you'll see who in 2 seconds.
All right.
Let's hopefully Urban Achievers doesn't take him, but I'm going to go with Duncan Keith.
I was looking at Duncan Keith. I wonder what Ryan McDonough is going to have for this year. Now, he's got one more year in Tampa. Is that correct? Or is he a free agent at the end of the year? He might be a free agent.
I don't know. Click on his name there and see if it tells us.
Ryan McDonough. Let me see. Salary.
I thought he had another year to go.
I am looking.
Rob Beach is killing me tonight.
I don't see it.
Love him.
But it's me drafting. I'm going to take Kyle Connor. Hopefully I can get it in time. Oh, I didn't get it in time. Are you kidding? Well, Max Pacioretty was my second. So,
all right. Well, you got it out of your queue, so he's there.
Yeah. I have one more forward, 2 more defensemen. That's very depressing.
Yeah. This is the problem with the way too early mock is that if you're Fantrax, the only place to go, and obviously some issues with their rankings and the message board is cracking us up right now.
Urban Achievers is killing me. He is just killing it today. It's pretty darn funny. Nick O is just, he said it's a scavenger hunt.
It is a scavenger hunt.
I'm dying.
It's very much that.
And I love that Duster Dave is trolling Steve Laidlaw a little bit, asking if he's going to take Scott Darling here.
He really could be trolling all of us.
After
that call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all biffed on that one.
Well, at least we did it together.
We did, didn't we? Oh, man. You and I both were excited. All right.
I think a lot of people were. All right, go ahead, pick.
Connor. Kyle Connor, 13th round. Yes. Yeah. Who's out there for forwards that I love left? Tyler Toffoli.
I know you like yourself some Tyler Toffoli.
All right. So now I need a defenseman, and I need 2 defensemen. I know my last pick already. The question is,
I am going with Jaden Schwartz here.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's smart. It's very smart.
You know, I steer away from him, and then he has a good year, so you know he'll be terrible. And I know he just got hurt in the IHF games, but he should be okay. Yeah. Right? Tell me he'll be okay.
He'll be okay. He better be okay. You know, Ryan Ellis is out there. I'm going to take Ryan Ellis if he makes it to me.
I like it. There are a few guys that, man, just in shock that they're just sitting there. And I'm like, wow, do I really – is that someone I want to go get? What do you think about someone like Travis Konecny or Cam Atkinson here late in the third?
I think that's a those are fantastic values, especially this late to find goal scoring.
Yeah. Hey, shots on goal. There's other guys that have fell that are big time in those categories. I know you're not a huge Chris Kreider fan coming off a down year. James Neal still available. We had mentioned him earlier.
Listen, my Chris Kreider
I might have to go Van Riemsdyk here. I know that we don't know where he's going to land, but over 200, close to 250 shots on goal last year and 36 goals, no matter where he ends up.
Rev.
Wow.
David Abisher.
Wow. Was that – that's an accident.
That was an auto pick. That is the best auto pick of all time.
Whoops.
There goes your buddy Cam Atkinson. That is fantastic. Rev, I wonder if Red Light Rassico is in here somewhere.
Yes.
He's very angry at his phone right now.
Oh, that's no fun when that goes down.
No, it's not. You know, it's funny. My phone's been driving me nuts. I need a new one. I coach Little League, and we use a app to keep score for the game.
Mm-hmm.
And people will periodically text me throughout the game, and my phone freezes when I'm using the app and I get a text. It drives me nuts. So I have to, like, pause the phone and then start it back up, and then I've got to remember every single play that had happened, every pitch and what happened on each pitch, and get it all into the system. So I feel your pain. I feel your pain, Rev. All right, Brian.
All right. Some guys that just went. Radko Gudas just went. Scott Darling finally went. Brady Shea, JT Miller, Jeff Carter.
Oh,
solid pick,
God.
Thunder. See, another guy injured, falling, not a good year. You just got to go digging. Got to go digging. James Neal just went to Rev. Josh Bailey sitting out there. He's another one that I think folks, again, tied his value to
Tavares.
Tavares, and unsure he can pull off 50 assists again with if he doesn't have Tavares and Anders Lee on his line. So Matt Zuccarello is another one just floating out there.
UC Saros just went. James Neal just went. So now we got one more pick, 2-1. Nick O ends up with Jimmy Howard. Well, he is a Detroit guy, so.
Yeah. Well, that makes my decision easy. Okay.
James Van Riemsdyk. And I am going to take Ryan Ellis as my 3. And gosh, there are so many other defensemen that I kind of want.
You got one pick left. One pick left. What are you thinking?
I really want to take Quinn Hughes. but I feel like that would just be a wasted pick and probably not help anybody out. So I'm looking defenseman. Hampus Lindholm is really interesting to me.
Yeah.
There's Vlasic, but he doesn't hit at all. I want somebody that kind of does a fair amount of stuff. Eric Johnson at Colorado.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's where I'm going. Eric Johnson. As much as I want to take Quinn Hughes, I think Eric Johnson's the guy. Honestly, I think Quinn Hughes ends up with the Rangers this year. I don't know if he'll fall to – I think the Rangers have 9. But I know that they like him a lot coming into this draft. It's just, will he make it that far down the board? And honestly, after 3, maybe even after 4, it's pretty wide open. The number 1 pick seems to be set, and then everything after that seems to be a little bit up in the air until about 4.
So did I get my pick in? Oh, I didn't. I'll go with that. You know, I was looking at goalies, and then I was going back
to
defensemen. I was going back to defensemen, and I'll take Mrazek as the Philly starter.
There you go.
That's pretty solid.
All right, let's run down.
Better than what I was looking at, so I'll do that. I'm happy with that. See, that's good. Things happen when you leave people in your queue.
Yeah, well, just make sure they're in the right order. All right, I'm going to run down my team while we're waiting for the rest of the draft to finish out. Right. I got Connor McDavid, Steven Stamkos, Evgeny Kuznetsov, Brendan Gallagher, Yanni Gourde, Ryan Johansson, Dustin Byfuglien, Charlie McAvoy, Ryan Ellis, and Eric Johnson, Marc-Andre Fleury, Carey Price, and Cam Talbot, and on my bench, Max Pacioretty and Kyle Connor. Brian, where did you end up?
Not too shabby. At least I don't feel like it's too shabby. Sidney Crosby, Brad Marchand, Patrick Kane, Johnny Gaudreau, Anders Lee, Brock Besser, defense, Zach Werenski, Mikhail Sergachev, Justin Falk, Duncan Keith in goal, Matt Murray, Carter Hutton, and then on my bench, Jaden Schwartz, James Van Riemsdyk, and Peter Mrazek. So, pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good, and I love this message board. Poor Rev is just having a terrible night. His time expired on him again. He ended up with Dmitry Orlov. Nope. He's just FFS.
Yeah.
Rob Beach has tickets to games 4 and 6. Sorry.
Nice.
So I love it.
Duster love Dave it. Says it's him versus you in the final with these two rosters. He likes it.
Good. Good for you, Duster Dave. I agree. 100%. Ooh. Wow, look at that. Penalty Box Heroes ends the draft with, is that Eli Tolvin?
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but Tolvana? That's what I'm going with.
For Nash, they called him up at the end of the year. Huge rookie that they got some games in toward the stretch run. Did not see a lot of ice in the playoffs, obviously, but really a prized possession of that franchise. So,
absolutely. All right, Brian, should we go take a look at the draft now overall? Do you want to go round by round or team by team?
Let's go team by team. How do you want to do it? I guess round by round and just – let's go team by team because round by round there's some crazy picks at the top that I don't think are – as valuable a lesson for folks, especially when you get a couple of the expiring picks happening in there. So I think looking at teams and kind of how they went each round and how they were constructed is probably a better exercise.
Okay, where do you want to start?
We got us. Start at the top with Laidlaw.
Okay, Steve Laidlaw is Steve Laidlaw. He had the number one pick and he took Malkin. He was not here for his first pick, but that's okay. Yeah. His team ended up as Logan Couture, Patrick Hornqvist, Evgeny Malkin, Braden Schenn, Jakub Voracek, Tom Wilson, Matt Dumba, Colin Miller, Jeff Petrie, and Dion Phaneuf. That defense fills a lot of stat categories.
Yeah.
And then he went goalie bananas. Devin Dubnyk, Jonathan Quick, Philip Grubauer, Yaroslav Halak, and Jacob Markstrom.
Oof, yeah. Well, you know, you got to take a little shot in the dark there at the end of the draft, just loading up on goals. All right. Let's look at who's next.
Next up in the draft order, we had – I don't have it. Hold on. What is happening?
I know this is crazy. Pick go to the right-hand side where it says draft picks results, and it'll bring up a new window for you.
Oh, there we go. All right. Next up, Team Greisbart, which is Andrew.
All right. Sorry, Andy, you're up next. All right. He went goalie to start with Pekka Rinne and Frederik Andersen. Filling out the defense next, PK, John Carlson, Alex Edler, and Chris Letang. And then it's pretty much all forward till the end of the draft. Again, I think Andrew was on a little auto draft there at the end. But Marchessault, Zucker, Backstrom, Larkin, Perron, Eric Halla. A lot of all the Vegas guys that no one else wanted ended up on Andrew's team, filled out with Craig Anderson and James Reimer. Rob Beach is up next, Tone.
All right, Rob Beach. Let me see here. Alex Ovechkin, Eric Karlsson. Shots are pretty locked up. Holtby, Sean Monahan, Tuukka Rask, Matthew Tkachuk, Pierre-Luc Dubois, Ivan Provorov.
Still struggling with that one, huh?
I know. I don't know. Sam Reinhart, Mark Stone, Rasmus Dahlin, Mark Borowiecki, Sebastian Aho, Jonathan Drouin, Noah Hanifin to round things out. That's not a bad roster. Right. It's really not. I mean, he's got some shots in the dark with Rasmus Dahlin and Sam Reinhart.
Yeah.
But Borowiecki in this kind of
right.
a
always league. Solid to have guys like that. Yeah. And we talk about, depending on the depth of your league, having the availability of someone like him to plug in to get you your hits, blocks and PIMs for the weekend or for your matchups. Also worth, we always say, also worth stashing at the end of drafts and keeping them. They obviously can be one of the first guys you drop should you need scoring, but it's nice to have those stat sheet fillers in your draft as well. So, all right, our two teams who we've talked about are the next two picks, and then the Urban Achievers are next. They went with
Nick O.
Yeah. Andrei Vasilevsky to start, followed by Victor Hedman, David Pastrnak, Alex Radulov, Dustin Brown, who he got accidentally, but then I think he'll be happy because he got Pavelski and Krug coming back around after that, along with Alex Petrangelo. And then here could be the steal of the draft. Ninth round, 12-team league, Wild Bill Carlson falls all the way there. No one believing that outburst this year, like you said, on the shooting percentage. Goes with Henrik Lundqvist next, followed by Morgan Riley, another, I think, good little pick there in the 11th round. Bo Horvat, the injury to him had him fall down. Evgeny Dodonov, kind of a quiet point producer there in Florida. And then Jimmy Howard and Ryan Miller with some backup goaltending there at the end.
All right, next up, Duster Dave.
Solid team. Ridiculously
fantastic.
Good team.
Yeah. I'm looking, and he led his draft off with Nikita Kucherov, Patrick Laine, Austin Matthews, Mark Scheifele, Roman Josi, John Klingberg, and that's where
crazy.
That's an insane top
that's
five.
That's not happening. Just let's put that out there. That's not happening
six,
anywhere.
Not six. No, it won't. Except for Fantrax in May.
That's true.
All right. His seven pick, Ryan Getzlaff, followed up with Mitch Marner, Tyson Berry, Antti Raanta, Nikolai Ehlers, Jake Gardner, which is a fantastic pick that late.
He was in my queue. I will say that, but I found Duncan Keith instead of taking Jake Gardner.
Love Jake Gardner coming into this year. The Nikolai Ehlers pick is fantastic in the 11, too. I love Ehlers.
I like his sneaky pick of Clayton Keller there at the end.
Clayton Keller, yep. And then UC Saros.
Solid, but under the radar of all the rest of the really, really good crop of rookies this year.
Somebody's got to score in Arizona. Why not him?
Yeah. I think that's an improved team.
I think so too. UC Saros at 14 and Tyler Myers in the last round in Winnipeg.
Yeah. All right. Team Rev, our buddy Rev is up next. And aside from his phone issues, he started off okay here and then had some issues toward the end of the draft, but started off with Tarasenko, McKinnon, Tavares, Simmons, which is terrific. Then goes with Jake Allen, Gostis Bear, Mark Giordano, Corey Crawford. So a couple question marks there at goalie for him, but comes back with Dreisaitl, Ekblad, Braden Point. So really solid offensively. And then toward the end, obviously, had issues with grabbing David Abisher there. But he also got James Neal late and then a kind of a shot in the dark on defense with Dmitry Orlov, who I'm a fan of Orlov. Last year, I was a fan of Nate Schmidt.
He I love Nate Schmidt.
Just both of those guys. Did Nate Schmidt go? I don't know.
Oh, my
did.
God. If I miss Nate Schmidt, I'm going to be so angry with myself. I did.
I don't know if he did go.
Well, anyway, we'll find out shortly.
We will.
All right.
Next up.
All right, Leaf O'Matic. And Leaf's team is okay. Not too bad. Blake Wheeler, Sergei Bobrovsky, John Gibson, Drew Doughty, Rasmus Ristolainen, Seth Jones, Gabriel Landeskog, Jake Muzzin, Sean Couturier, Nazem Kadri, Jake Gensel, Milan Lucic, Semyon Varlamov, Robin Lehner, and Cam Ward. Started off pretty strong. And then it kind of fell off.
Yeah, going heavy defense there is tough when you've gone with two early goaltenders. I feel like you need to come back with some offense there. And as much as I like Seth Jones and Doughty, Ristolainen, I think, is going to take a hit in his numbers because of the that they're going to be drafting Dahlin. So
you think so? You think he's going to take a hit in his numbers because of that? I mean,
I think some of his offensive production. Yeah, I do think it is offensive production because I don't think the Sabres are high on him. First of all, I think he could get traded between now and the start of the season. Secondly, if they do keep him, I think that they'll rely on Dahlin more than they will Ristolainen. So in this situation, I think I would have – there's so many goal scorers were still available. I probably would have gone there instead. But all right, Thunder was next up. And again, a very good start here at the top of his draft with Taylor Hall, Brent Burns, Jack Eichel, Sasha Barkov, and Philip Forsberg, followed by Phil Kessel, Patrice Bergeron, Shea Weber, Kevin Shattenkirk. And then obviously got to the goalie trough late, and he has the all 2010 team with Mike Smith, Roberto Luongo, and Corey Schneider. But then some solid picks here at the end.
But Luongo and Schneider were on the same team.
Oh, that's true.
At that
back
point,
then they were. Cam Atkinson, Jeff Carter, and Sami Vatanen at the end of the draft for him.
Fantastic team. I'll tell you what, bro named Thunder, keeping up with him and the shots on goal department is going to be really difficult.
Thunder always is a good drafter, and obviously won one of the listener leagues this year, so good for him.
All right. Team Haddad. Jamie Benn, Vincent Trocheck, Martin Jones, Ben Bishop, Claude Giroux, Evander Kane, Eric Staal, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Darnell Nurse, Ryan Suter, Jonathan Huberdeau, Nikita Zadorov, Radko Gudas, JT Miller, and Josh Manson. Boy, his defense is going to be hits, blocks, and penalty minutes. I mean, outside of Suter and Ekman-Larsson, right? I mean, he's got a lot of those, you know, peripheral categories taken care of. His team looks good.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's those teams that maybe it doesn't come out and punch you in the face when you look at the team on paper, but when you start looking at it and you're talking about Giroux in the fifth, Evander Kane in the sixth, Staal, Oliver Ekman-Larsson that late, Huberdeau that late, and then just adding those solid stat fillers like Zadorov, Gudas, Nurse, it really does put a pretty solid product down for him.
Well, the only thing I'd say is taking Evander Kane before Panarin is
format with penalty minutes and shots on goal, I suppose that's what does it. But
yeah. You just got to hope that kid stays healthy. All right. Last up, penalty box heroes. Brian, who do they have?
An interesting start here. I have a feeling this might have been Fantrax influence, but Connor Hellebuck, although I shouldn't say that. I mean, he's a finalist. A finalist for the Vezina Trophy. Had a great year fantasy-wise. Leading the league in wins and is playing on what could be a perennial contender in Winnipeg. So I shouldn't say that. We always have goalies that will go in the first round. This is the 12th pick overall. Enough about that. Connor Hellebuck, his first pick. Tyler Seguin coming around the turn. Followed that up with Mikko Rantanen and Anze Kopitar. Came back with Matthew Barzal and Artemi Panarin. Dougie Hamilton and Rickard Rakell, followed by Parayko, Klefbom, Zibanejad, Willie Nylander, and then Scott Darling there at the end. I think there were some other goalies he could have grabbed rather than Darling, but who am I to say it? His team's obviously pretty solid here. And he didn't take any other goalies from taking Hellebuck first overall to taking Darling in the 13th round. So Brady Shea and Tolvanen rounded out his draft. So overall, obviously some craziness just because of settings and how this is set up. But I think you do see where there's going to be value next year on guys that maybe either were injured or that people think overperformed this year.
Yeah. William Karlsson is a prime example. You look at Shea Weber going in the eighth round. He was hurt last year, and that really hurt his numbers. Oscar Clefbaum, like, is he a post-hype sleeper? I mean, that's
I know. I don't know.
You want to say yes really bad. I know.
Yeah.
You look at other guys that fell real far. Justin Falk is another guy that you took.
Right. And that was – we were talking about dropping guys like both of them as the year progressed because of what happened. But Falk, we joked about it and kind of how he turned it around toward later in the year, had his highest assist total since 2014-15. Still eclipsed the 30-point mark, although I think a lot more people are looking and hoping that he was at the close to the 40-point mark after he kind of teased folks with a near 50-point campaign and then going 37 in two straight years, scoring in the teens goal-wise. So, again, he doubles his goal output next year. At 16, you're talking back into the mid-40s in points. His shot percentage, easily the lowest of his career at 3.8%. So, again, you would hope that he could double it, get it back to in the eights, and then he's back in the teens in goals, and you have a really solid offensive defenseman with over 200 shots on goal, and you're getting fantastic value in, what, 10th round or later?
Yeah, exactly. Max Pacioretty is another one of those guys, too, that I think, you know, he'll have a rebound. It's coming. So there are definitely going to be some guys out there that we're going to be able to find later in drafts this year that have proven track records. Like, remember Kopitar coming into this year. Like, there weren't a ton of people that were high on him. And those that saw the rebound coming were bullish on him. And it paid off at, like, big time because he had a fantastic year. So there's always going to be those guys. And there's some guys that were taken a little bit higher.
Yeah, I was going to say, who do you think got overdrafted? I mean, aside from what we think are Fantrax settings-based picks, a number of the goalies, maybe some guys with penalty minutes. If you look at this, who do you think was maybe overdrafted? Let's grab a few names here.
Barzal in the fifth. I think that's a little early.
Stretch, thinking he'll repeat that?
I think so.
I think Hornquist in the fifth was a reach. Alex Edler in the fifth was a reach. Dustin Brown in the fifth. But again, I wonder if that's
guys. Shen in the fourth, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a really good year before injuries.
Well, it's funny. You look at someone like Thunder grabbing Sasha Barkov in the fourth round. I'm a Barkov fan, but I think that's too early. But he got lucky in getting Forsberg and Kessel afterwards. Now, if you were to tell me he took Forsberg in the fourth, Kessel in the fifth, and Barkov in the sixth, I would have no problem with that draft. So it's funny to see how making a mistake, quote unquote, there in the fourth, it didn't even matter because if you were to flip around his draft picks, it still works. Because, again, you're taking Barkov when those guys are on the board, and I think you could have been better off. There's a few defensemen I think were head scratchers.
Jeff Petrie going in the sixth to Steve Laidlaw. I get what he's going for there, but if you have a healthy Weber, he's not going to have the same run that he had.
What's your thought about, and this is a player, you know my feelings here, has just really continued to impress and improve year after year. Played 82 games, two straight seasons now, eclipses 70 points for the first time in his career and goes in the early second round, but we're talking about none other than Vincent Trocheck.
I love Vincent Trocheck. He is a complete 200-foot hockey player with elite offensive skill.
There's no way better than Burns, McKinnon, Lane, Marchand, Stamkos, Erik Karlsson.
I get it. I know what you're saying. We're looking at proven track record guys that are all ahead of him, right?
Yeah.
That he was taken all ahead of. But there's a guy or two every year that makes that leap. And you can't tell me Vincent Trocheck.
Don't you feel like this year was that leap? Do you feel like? I mean, feel like this last year, the guy we were talking about in the Trocheck conversation was Mark Scheifele, yes?
Yeah.
I think they're comparables, right? So how much more room is there? You're at 75 points.
Well, how much more room was there for Scheifele? I mean, he had a huge season the last 2 years.
Right.
So I think a 100-point season is not out of the question for Trocheck. Mm-hmm. It's just, can he put it together and do it? In Florida, that is.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Connor McDavid putting up 108. Well, he's Connor McDavid and a once-in-a-generation player, not Trocheck. Now, as good as he is, he's not Connor McDavid,
right.
But it doesn't mean he can't have his year. I understand what you're saying. I think it's a bit of a reach in the second, that early in the second. But it's not something that's going to break your draft.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. There are guys that were picked after him. You look at Brent Burns. When is he going to fall off the – when is he going to fall off the cliff?
I know. You keep waiting.
I mean, you wonder.
I don't see it. Again, we wondered what was going to happen with him last year, and then he just decided to turn it on and finish the season just absolutely bonkers and gets back to almost 70 points and over 300 shots on goal. And that was what was considered a down year because he only scored 12 goals. So
yeah, but remember, he went like the first 30 games without
one. I know. And so that's right. I mean, so he really had to turn it on to get 12. But if he plays normal, he's got 20 or 18 or 15 goals and add even more points and add even more value. So if that's a down year for him, he continues to be an early second round pick easily for me.
No, I don't. I'm not saying
I know what you're saying, but I'm not going to not draft him there thinking that he's going to fall off that cliff. So
no,
I'm not scared of putting him there.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying there are question marks that you can put to some of these guys.
Sure.
I mean, you have to think that Trocheck's on the upswing, right? I don't think he's topped out. If that's what you're asking, I don't think he's topped out. Do I think it was early? Yeah, I think it was early. I think you probably could have got him in the third, late third, early fourth.
Yeah.
But again, that's kind of the settings. It's where he's ranked and some, you know what I mean? It's one of those things.
Yeah, I mean, you can always go for, and again, you can hope that it's Shifley, and Shifley goes from 80 points to 60 points, having a similar season, but injury plagued this year, banged up a couple times, but the points per game were there. But again, that's I suppose that's the risk you take with any player, but
yeah,
maybe hoping that he goes from 75. Yeah, well, hoping he goes from 75 to 85 points is certainly a realistic expectation. Who, looking at your team, Tony, who do you think your favorite pick is, aside from grabbing Connor McDavid at fourth overall?
And it's really hard to choose. Kyle Connor in the 13th round. I mean, that's one of the best values in this draft. Yeah. The kid is just so good.
Right.
And he was so good in the playoffs and just ecstatic. Very happy to have him.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. I had a couple of missed picks. Yanni Gourde, I think in the 10th could prove to be really smart. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. What about you?
You know, Patrick Kane in the fourth round, third round, I think is tough to get upset about. I mean, you're talking someone with similar point production to Vincent Trocheck, who went 13th overall or 14th overall. So when you're talking multiple picks later, being able to grab him, that's huge. And again, we knew he wasn't getting back to 100 points after he pulled that off, 46 goals, 60 assists 2 years ago. But I think 30 goals and 50 assists is certainly a baseline for him, and getting back to the 80-point plateau is a possibility. Maybe he's more a 70-point player now, but I'll still take that in the third round. I do like Justin Falk. I think he kind of found his game again toward the end of last year, and let's hope that that continues. And then JVR, like you mentioned with Kyle Connor, really late. Same with JVR. Now, the big thing is going to be where does he sign? But I feel like at his age, he's going to be cashing in for the last time. He's 29. That's most players. That's kind of the downside when it starts to slip, right? So,
29. Good Lord, I can remember when him and Kane were drafted.
And the crazy thing is that this is only the second time he has scored 30 goals. It's his career high. And typical of a lot of guys, people want to question it, but the contract year, career year. So you're up. You know that you're probably only getting one more big contract, long term, and value. And so you put up 54 points, which was 8 fewer than he had the year before. But again, career high in goals, played 81 games. Who knows where he ends up? But I do think he's still going to be a 50-point player and at least a 20, 25-goal scorer. So with one of your final picks for a bench player, you could do a lot worse. And in the right situation, he could score 30 again.
Yeah, I agree.
So
all depends on who he's with.
All right, Tone. Well, that is the way too early mock draft. And again, some obvious crazy results in there, but good stuff that we're seeing.
You're right, Brian. That was a fantastic draft. Way too early. Definitely way too early, like you said. But we are going to have more as the season progresses, the off season that is. We're going to have we've got the prospect stuff going. We've got just so much more to go this year before the draft even, let alone after the draft. Let's talk playoffs a little bit, Brian.
Yeah. What do you like? I mean, that Vegas series was bonkers to watch with Winnipeg. I mean, I think a lot of people thought Winnipeg would kind of roll through after what they were able to do against Nashville. But I think that Nashville series took a lot out of Winnipeg. I think a couple of Vegas players did say that. I think Gerard Gallant said that you get those types of huge, huge rivalry games that go seven, and then you just see the next round teams just fall flat because of it, unfortunately. But I think I like Vegas. I like their style of play. I do like the storyline behind the team, so I'm happy to see them in the final. I know there's a lot of people out there complaining that this team, that the fan base and the team hasn't suffered long enough, blah, blah, blah. Exactly. It's a good story. It's getting the NHL in the news. They do their best to go out of their way to mess up their marketing and shoot themselves in the foot, and they just fell into this one. So hats off to George McPhee, to Gerard Gallant, which I have to say I saw one of the best Twitter memes in a while when after they punched their ticket to the final, someone sent that picture of him. Remember when he got fired by the Panthers and he had to pick up his own cab out in front of the rink? And there's a picture of him getting into that cab. It was like one of those fan cabs with the
sliders. It wasn't even just the cab. It wasn't just the cab that he had to get in.
His flight and everything.
Flight back because they wouldn't let him take a charter.
So there's a picture of him like getting into that cab, and the line was, "I'm heading to the Stanley Cup Finals, please." Is there a team though that looks like that has more egg on their face than the Panthers? I mean, you look at the guys that they lost and contributed to that Vegas roster, and the fact that the Panthers missed the playoffs by such a slim margin, and to think what they would have been able to do had they kept some of those guys.
Well, it's not just that. Gerard Gallant has a lot to do with it. I mean, he is a really good coach. He was the glue in Montreal. You can't sleep on him. But the fact is, anybody who's crapping on it, I don't understand. Like, be sour, be salty that your team didn't get in. I get it. Believe me.
Oh, I'm salty.
I'm sure you are. But all I care about is watching good hockey.
Yeah.
Listen, I love watching good hockey. I don't care about the NHL's marketing. I don't care about them shooting themselves or whatever you said with that stuff. That means zero to me because I'm a hockey fan.
No, I know. I like to see the NHL get more respect than it does. And it upsets me that the league gets in its own way. And there's a reason it doesn't. I mean, I understand that it's more of a Northeast niche sport for a lot of folks. But I like to see it get lead play on sports stories and in newspapers and et cetera. So and that's just me maybe having a chip on my shoulder about being a hockey fan and thinking that the sport's disrespected, but whatever. And so that's the other good thing. You have an expansion team, you have a new market. It's a great story, and I think it's terrific. And again, and I love the Ovechkin story. I admittedly was openly rooting for them against Tampa, and I like Tampa. I'm rooting for the storylines, you know, at this point in the good hockey. And I think you're going to get it with these two teams.
Listen, I'm not rooting for Tampa. They're in the Atlantic. They are rivals. Not rooting for Tampa at all. I was rooting for Washington. I want to see somebody win the cup that's never won it before if the Canadians can't.
All right.
That's the way I feel. Like I look at what Tampa has and I'm jealous.
You're getting a first-time champion no matter what happens this year.
That's exactly it. Listen, I love a lot of the players on that Vegas Knights team. We've talked about them in past shows, like in past seasons. Marc-Andre Fleury, always liked the guy. I don't care what he does. Don't call him the flower because he's not. But I love him as a hockey player, and he seems to be a very stand-up guy anywhere he goes. You never hear a bad word about him. Nate Schmidt, as we talked about, big fan of Nate Schmidt.
Love him.
Who else on that team? Eric Halla. Big fan. Always liked him in Minnesota.
I like Braden McNabb. I think Alex Tuck is really shown that he's going to be a good player.
Yep, I think so. Marchessault. I mean, I didn't know much about him before 2 years ago. And
yeah, look at him
there
now.
He goes. Yeah, so, I mean, good for you. Riley Smith. I've always been big on Riley Smith, and everybody thought I was crazy. And I was until this year.
Yeah, Cody Eakin. Hey, there's a number of guys up and down that lineup. And yeah,
but Washington's got a lot of good guys too that I like.
All right, who are you picking? I mean, I picked the Caps in the preseason, so I'm sticking with them. So
I really want to take the Capitals. I really want to take the Capitals, but I really want to see casinos lose a lot of money. So
all right,
I'm going to take the Capitals, but I'll be happy either way.
Yeah. Well, I like to be right, so I'm going to stick with the Caps. I'm hoping that Ovi gets his first cup. So.
Good.
And if it doesn't happen, I'll be happy that Vegas got themselves a cup in their first year of existence.
GMs
should be embarrassed that they can't be successful. Enough with this tank nonsense and all this other crazy rebuild stuff. It can be done. You need the right players. You need to be better about your roster
building.
Take
advantage of the right GMs. Yeah. The best part of this Vegas story is win the cup or not. How many first round picks do they have next year? Like five?
Oh, it's an obscene amount of picks in the first year.
So many picks in the next like 3 years.
Yeah, they're going to be good for a couple of years, I think.
Yeah.
Well, as long as they have goaltending. I mean, let's be honest that Marc-Andre Fleury.
Oh, you got Malcolm Subban, who looked real good coming up behind
him. Yeah, that's true.
So,
all right. Well, we got good stuff. So let's enjoy the Stanley Cup Finals. Everybody out there in listener land, please enjoy it. We'll have some more podcasts coming up over the summer. Be sure to hit us up on the Twitter at Roto Hockey Show. You can find Tony at T_LOC11. You can find me at NHL Roto. And we should probably have a mailbag over the summer. Let's try to get that in. I know June's coming up, maybe before free agency and all that good stuff. We can talk about who won the cup, talk about upcoming free agents, who's the draft's going to be next month.
So dynasty leagues and everything.
Some really good stuff. So shoot us some emails. Maybe we can start gathering some stuff for a mailbag. NHLRotoTony@gmail.com and NHLRotoBrian@gmail.com.
All right, folks, till the next show, enjoy the Stanley Cup Finals.